Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, W-I-L-S-O-N, date of birth 4/27/76, date of accident 5/19/2022, date of service 11/17/2022. History of presenting illness, patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was injured in his right shoulder, he was injured in his left shoulder, and that was operated by Dr. Gilliard. In addition, patient has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 with varying degree of neuroforamina stenosis. Patient presents with pain in the right, in the left shoulder, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 10. Neck pain is around 7. Overall, ADLs are reported affected at 10, including general activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life. Patient reports no relief at all from all the treatments. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance. Okay, and denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness of the left shoulder, lower back, and with the limited range of motion. Despite the surgery, he is still not able to be pain-free or have a regular range of motion. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 1 month, patient reports that there are improvement, only little bit, it's the same pain. And besides rotator cuff surgery, no other surgery, no other change in medical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current medications are Tylenol and Orofen. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 163 over 118, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 10-6-2032, dictation number 1022-081. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue all the medications, which include the following. Naproxen 500 twice a day. Allevel 50 mg at night, Skelaxin 800 mg twice a day, melatonin 10 at night, lidocaine patch 5% daily, PRN topical relief, and lidocaine gel 5% topical relief. It's provided with Narco 10 mg 325, 1 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for post operative surgery that he underwent. The patient continues on physical therapy and he remains disabled. Work release for only light duty. Eight hours daily for 6 days, 10 counts. He'll be reviewed again in 30 days and his maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, following up with his orthopedic surgeon. Thank you.